Unit 21, page 331. Read.
Knock on wood.
If you knock on wood, you'll keep bad luck away. You'll get a good grade on the test if you wear your shirt inside out. You'll get a bad grade unless you use your lucky pen.
Superstitions may sound silly to some, but millions of people all over the world believe in their power to bring good luck or prevent bad luck. In fact, different cultures share many similar superstitions.
If you break a mirror, you'll have 7 years of bad luck. If the palm of your hand itches, you're going to get some money. If it rains when you move to a new house, you'll get rich.
All superstitions are based on a cause and effect relationship. If X happens, then Y will also happen. However, in superstitions, the cause is magical and unrelated to the effect. In our scientific age, why are these beliefs so powerful and widespread? The Luck Project, an online survey of superstitious behaviors, gives us some fascinating insight. Read some of their findings on the next page.
Emotions can influence superstitions, especially in uncertain situations where people do not have control. People will react in a more superstitious way if they are worried. They will react in a less superstitious way if they don't feel a strong need for control. We make our own luck. If you believe you're lucky, you will carry out rituals that make you feel good, crossing your fingers for luck, for example. As a result, you probably won't fear bad luck signs, such as breaking a mirror, and you might perform better in stressful situations. In contrast, if you think you're unlucky, you will anticipate the worst and look for signs of bad luck that confirm your belief. Your attitude makes a difference. More people than you might think believe in superstitions. Of the 4,000 people surveyed, 84% knocked on wood for good luck. Almost half feared walking under a ladder. And 15% of the people who studied or worked in the sciences feared the number 13.
Clearly, higher education doesn't eliminate superstition. College students are among the most superstitious people. Other superstitious groups are performers, athletes, gamblers, and stock traders. People in these groups often have lucky charms or personal good luck rituals. Deanna McBrearty, a New York City ballet member, has lucky hairbands. If I have a good performance when I'm wearing one, I'll keep wearing it, she says. Baseball player Wade Boggs would only eat chicken before a game. Brett Gallagher, a stock trader, believes he'll be more successful if he owns pet fish. I had fish for a while, and after they died, the market didn't do so well, he points out. Will you do better on the test if you use your lucky pen? Maybe. If the pen makes you feel more confident, you might improve your score. So go ahead and use it. But don't forget, your lucky pen will be powerless unless you study. The harder you work, the luckier you'll get.